This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington.
We meet in this historic place to make a historic moment, and I believe that to be true.
President Biden speaking at the Trilateral Summit at Camp David, where he has been meeting with the leaders of South Korea and Japan. The three nations released their strongest language to date about China.
In a joint statement today, the three nations condemned China's, quote, dangerous and aggressive behavior, supporting unlawful claims in the South China Sea. It goes on to say that the three democratic countries strongly oppose the militarization of the region and the, quote, dangerous use of Coast Guard and maritime militia vessels. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
President Biden also took a moment to say thank you.
I want to start by expressing my appreciation for the contribution that your countries have made toward the relief following the devastating wildfires in Hawaii.
Meanwhile, the painstaking and emotional task of cleanup and recovery continues in the Maui town of Lahaina, where we will find CBS's Jordan Segundo.
For many Lahaina residents, the trauma of what happened is just starting to sink in.
A lot of us haven't even had time to grieve. I mean, we just slowly getting out of the survivor mode.
They say the needs on the island are so vast, and they are preparing to stay strong for the long haul.
The confirmed death toll stands at 111. Many more remain missing. In Canada, airplanes dropping water to douse wildfires in Canada's Northwest Territories. The flames have been moving closer to the city of Yellowknife, home to 20,000 residents, and evacuations are underway. Jamie Dahl reports.
Many of the people here lining up, wrapped in blankets and toques, waiting for word, hoping that they could get on a plane out of Yellowknife to Calgary. There's already been at least one flight that has left with a load of evacuees, and the territory says it has an extensive plan, flight schedule, hoping to get everybody out to safety.
Meanwhile, authorities are guiding a caravan of cars through fire zones, and they've set up a network of fire guards, sprinklers, and water cannons. Hurricane Hillary could reach California early Monday morning, bringing a year's worth of rain in just days. Chris Dargan with the Office of Emergency Management says preparations are well underway.
We are getting ready now, ahead of this event, as it makes landfall, to make sure that we are prepared to keep Californians safe.
Scheduling former President Trump's multiple legal proceedings are no easy task. In the Georgia election interference case, for example,
District Attorney Bonnie Willis is pushing a March 4th trial date. Governor Kemp saying on stage earlier today that he doesn't really think that that is feasible.
CBS's Nicole Killian. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Prescriptions required.
Civic Media Radio Stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley.
A three-vehicle crash on Highway 53 between Whitehall and Pigeon Falls hurt two people yesterday morning. One of the vehicles rear-ended a second vehicle waiting to turn off of the highway onto Hogg Road. The vehicle that started the crash then went into oncoming traffic where it hit another vehicle heading north. The driver of the northbound vehicle was flown to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse with serious injuries, and the driver of the first vehicle was taken to a hospital in Whitehall for their injuries. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 a.m. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions, when air quality is unhealthy. And the high school football season kicked off last night. Chippewa Falls defeated Holman 17-14. Eau Claire North fell at La Crosse Central 21-0.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank God it is Friday. Dominic, I can't even stand for it. I'm tired. I'm tired, fella.
Tired old man. Happy Friday to you. Nate, working hard on the board. Thank you, our fair audience. Happy Friday. The weekend is almost here.
I got to tell you, Dom, I think the Joe Biden event on Tuesday, I think it kicked my ass. A lot of standing time.
Well, come on, Joe Biden.
I didn't have good arch support.
Running around doing all the things that a president does, that Joe Biden does, all the pressures of that office, and you're sitting down right now, Crudy. You got it harder than Uncle Joe Biden.
I'm tired. I'm just telling you, I'm tired. It's Friday. We air grievances. And mine is I'm tired.
Like the stem and
You know, buddy. This entire week, I've been working for the weekend, man. You know how it goes.
Yeah, you know it.
Let me ask you, Nate, how old are you? Nate is going to play a bigger role. Nate's our new producer, but, you know, Nate's a keeper. We're keeping Nate around, and we're going to build his role here. Nate, how old a guy are you?
I'll be 28 in November.
You know, Nate, I got jokes older than you, fella.
That's one of them, Dad.
I forget why I invited Nate into the conversation. Now, thanks a lot. Thanks, Nate.
I don't remember
great weekend,
either,
man. I'll let you know if I remember.
Everybody, that's Nate.
We'll
Nate,
check back everybody. With Nate later. I was just wondering if Nate's getting tired. You know, we've got a new job and all, working here at the greatest radio show ever. Can take a little something out of you, Dom. And someone turned the air off today. It's kind of stuffy in here. That could be it.
Man, you're getting all sleepy. You got a full belly. You got to work through it, Crudy. Come on, man.
I told you I got up at like 6 o'clock, which for Crudy standards is pretty damn early.
That is, man.
The dogs got me up. And then, you know, it was funny. I was still up and like an hour later, my alarm clock went off. I'm like, I could have come back to bed.
Easy.
Could have gone back to bed. Dominic, Joe Biden, just kind of trolling the former president. The news today, the breaking news. Of course, we've got a big presidential debate coming to Mill. They claim it is. It's supposed to be. Scott Walker really, really wanted it to be. And the breaking news today, it's sort of semi-official. Trump ain't coming. He's been coy about this. No, not really. He's been saying I'm not going to go. They could have a contest to be my vice president. That's kind of what he's been saying. Well, we now understand.
Fox News also putting this unflattering photo of Donald Trump all the time when they reference him on the television, and he doesn't like that. So I just think he should make a submittal.
Show
the world what you think is the sexiest, most awesome picture of you. A real one, not like you on Sylvester Stallone's body from the 80s. I'm on the side of a van. You know what I'm saying? Give me your actual best photo. We'll use that one.
Well, let's hear what the Biden campaign's saying. You know, kind of took it out of me this week, Dom. Let's see what they're saying to Trump. Because the unofficial, official news is Trump ain't coming. He's going to Tucker rhymes with Tucker Carlson. Is that what we hear? What's the platform? Like, am I going to interview a guy on a street corner? Don't you need a platform? And
doesn't he have a non-compete with Fox? I guess I'm just a little confused on how all that works, but whatever. The Hill reporting that Trump plans to skip next week's presidential primary and have an interview with Tucker Carlson. According to a new report, Trump has made the decision to skip the debate and is currently planning to sit for an interview with Carlson, the New York Times said. Noting the former president spent the last several days soliciting feedback from aides and allies on whether to participate in the debate. When contacted for comment on the report, reported agreement between Tucker and Trump, an aide to the former president told The Hill his campaign hadn't confirmed anything on our end and cautioned Crudy against getting too far ahead as it relates to the former president's plans. Yeah, you never know when you're going to be indicted again.
Dom, a couple of early text, and you can always be a part of this show. You can call it 844-967-2789. And if you're new to the Devil's Advocates, welcome. The custom here on Fridays, we air the grievances.
And Crudy's tired. That's his grievance.
Well, kind of. A little tired. So that's part of it. I might go home now. Yeah, you would have a grievance if I went jogging home like Forrest Gump or something. A couple of early texts. Crudy, stop being a wuss.
Yeah, thank you.
If you make it to 63, that'd be another decade for me, Dom. Jeff from Shorewood says, I'll be dead. But then you can whine about being tired.
Tired. I'm tired.
And another one.
Is that like saying I'm busy? I mean, isn't everybody tired? Everybody's busy. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired.
Am I not allowed to exert myself to the point of getting tired?
Don't exert yourself too hard, Kurt. You don't want to get tired.
I know we're not exactly digging ditches here. But sometimes, you know, this concentration I do down.
There is mental work, no question about it. Mental stress that can take a toll on the physical body.
Dom, you had mentioned something about the best picture. Like, what would Trump's best picture be?
Right.
Jeff apparently also had a little text for you. Dom, Trump's best pick is going to be his Georgia booking photo, I guess he put.
And that will be forever his picture.
And then Mark from the Saxes, with Crudy so tired, is he Lily von Strumpf tired from Blazing Saddles?
Oh, that's right. Mel Brooks. I love Mel Brooks.
Dom, the Biden campaign hits Trump. We better get to the politics. People are going to get tired of my antics.
They're going to have a grievance. Then they can call.
844-967-2789. I already got people calling. Biden campaign hits Trump for wanting to avoid appearing in Wisconsin for Wednesday's debate in Milwaukee. I'm okay with that, Dom. I'm okay with that. It's going to make it easier on the traffic downtown Milwaukee, I suspect. President Joe Biden's campaign on Friday accused former President Donald Trump of wanting to avoid appearing in Wisconsin. He's chicken, kind of yellow, Dom. As it seems likely, the current Republican frontrunner will skip the first GOP presidential primary debate in Milwaukee next week. Isn't that what they kind of said about Hillary? I read on. Here's a quote. Of course, Donald Trump wants to avoid appearing in Wisconsin because he knows Wisconsin is a state that illustrates his failed leadership. That, according to the Biden campaign spokesperson, Dom, I would ask you, what does that mean?
He lost the election?
Here's more of the campaign reference. Foxconn Technology Group, okay, there's a good example, project in Racine County that had promised 13,000 new jobs and had been touted by Trump, but ultimately never came to fruition. Well, that was kind of the Wankers baby as well, wasn't it, Scott Walker?
I mean, between the two of them, I'm so surprised it didn't work out the way they said it was going to.
More from the spokesperson Munoz from the Democratic Party. Wisconsinites soundly rejected his ongoing efforts to ban abortion in the state Supreme Court election earlier this year. He cannot hide from the fact that Wisconsinites rejected him in 2020 and will reject the MAGA agenda again in 2024. No, not in my house.
The attack comes as Trump appears to be taking a pass in the attended debate. We talked about that. Reporting he's going to be interviewed by Tucker Carlson.
Rhymes with Tucker.
On his social media website, Truthy Social Thursday, Trump noted that he is pulling far ahead of his Republican rivals, writing of the debate, quote, "Reagan didn't do it, neither did others. People know my record, one of the best ever, all caps. So why would I debate?" And then all caps, "I'm your man. Make America great again. I'm your man.
I'm your man.
I'm your man. I'm your man in Amsterdam." A spokesperson for Trump did not immediately respond to a call seeking comment on the Biden campaign's statement. And Democrats plan to use the Wednesday debate to attempt to paint Republicans as extreme and tie other candidates on stage to the former president as part of a sweeping media blitz. Officials from both the Biden campaign and the Democratic National Committee will be on the ground in Wisconsin engaging with voters. Well, they should come down to the Roman Coin Crew. You got a live broadcast there going on Wednesday.
Let's lay that out. Did we mention that yet, Tom? Doing a little debate party, pre-debate party. We're not even going to watch the debate. We'll turn on the Trump Tucker and heckle him maybe a little bit, but mostly it's about going to the Roman Coin and partying with the devil's advocates. Then we're going to take our opportunity to go out there and have a little political party, a little soiree. It's only yours truly. The devil's advocates can do it and you're invited. No cost of admission, you know, except perhaps your liver. But come on down. A good time will be had by all or most the Roman Coin, Brady Street, Milwaukee. If you don't know, now you know it's going to be a party.
We got the team working on some social media invitee stuff, so we'll get it out there and give you all the details as well.
Hey, we invited them on the radio, man. We're a radio product. They can come.
Hey, you know, it's something you can see and hold and print. Crudy, the Dems will post.
Wednesday, August 23rd, I told you on the radio, show up at the party.
Around Milwaukee, billboards, Crudy, ahead of the debate on Wednesday that will attempt to contrast the MAGA agenda with Biden's record of accomplishments, according to Biden's campaign. Another mobile billboard truck will circle Pfizer Forum. What, no inflatable Trump baby? And let's see, some of Trump's strongest allies in Washington, including Georgia U.S. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Florida U.S. Reps. Matt Gaetz and Byron Donalds plan to be in Milwaukee for the debate, according to NBC News. Three told Marge is coming to town, Crudy. Carrie Lake, who lost a race for governor in Arizona and has since embraced false claims of election fraud, could also make an appearance. The Republican Party of Wisconsin has not responded to Trump's debate snub as of early Friday afternoon. And I gotta wonder what poor Scott Walker is thinking.
Well, Scott Walker's throwing a little pre-debate soiree of his own, right? Yeah. In front of the Pfizer Forum. Aren't they having like food trucks?
Food trucks band, maybe. Yeah, the Young Americas Foundation, his organization.
Burning up some books, perhaps.
They're going to be partying. Go check it out. Or come to the Roman Coin and hang out with the real partiers, the devil's advocates on Brady Street.
That's a better option. Come to the Coin. It is Friday. We air the grievances. Yours could be next. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and warm tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high in the low 90s, heat index approaching 100, muggy and breezy. Upper 80s with more sun Sunday. Back into the furnace Monday through Wednesday of next week, highs well into the 90s, sunny and humid. Currently at 75 degrees.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday, airing the grievances, taking your calls, talking the politics, 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you know, it's also a football Friday. No Packer preseason. That is tomorrow night. You can hear that on WRJN and WRCO. And Q98.3 up at the Northwoods. They'll be joining us after the weekend. But anyways, Dom, tonight, high school football in almost every conference across the state. It kicks off tonight. Our engineering team have been killing themselves getting ready.
Oh, man.
They've got like 8 portable high school football coverage kits that they put together out of scrap parts. No, real parts. But they manufactured these things. They have created a super coverage monster, Dom. And we're going to have coverage all across the state of Wisconsin. So if you're into the prep sports, it all gets real exciting. Tonight, all across the Civic Media Network, except our buddy Pizza Box Mike, right here in Madison, outside the Pizza Box. He's on at 7 o'clock, and you can be on with us at 844-967-2789. Fridays. We are grievances. I'm kind of tired. That's my grievance. A little tired today. We'll find out your grievance if you join us. You go, Dom. I'd have to stand to bring on callers.
No, don't worry about it. I don't want you to have to stand to click the button. 844-967.
That seems like a lot of effort to me.
2789. Cam from Nina, you hit more buttons calling us. We appreciate it. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cam.
Hey, right. So earlier, you guys were talking about how they photoshopped Trump's face onto Rocky's body. And
I think it was Rambo's body that I've seen. And Rocky's, too. You're right.
Isn't that the same character? Isn't that the same man, Stallone?
Yeah. We're very, very, very big Stallone fans, Cam.
I guess. But see, I don't really make the rules of how they work, and I'm somewhat of a fruity guy myself, but everyone that does that and then parades it around, you are gay. There is no like way around it. You are gay. So projecting and then removing the rights for people that are like gay and not rude about it, it's bizarre to me. They're so bad. They're so bad, and I can't wrap my head around it. As a younger guy, I see it. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Like, it's not trolling. It's not upsetting me. I see it. And I'm just stressed because it's like, this is so stupid and it hurts to look at.
So Cam, let me see if I understood the nature of this call. Are you suggesting that you might be gay and that through their actions of, let's just say, shirtless male, muscular man adoration, that perhaps they're demonstrating that they're gay?
Yes. And I can give the seal of approval that they are gay.
I always suspected there's just a little self-loathing going on in that party, if you know what I'm saying, Cam.
It's projection. It's always projection. Yeah.
If mother or their pastor won't accept them as they are, then they become Republican and they self-loathe a little.
Exactly.
Cam, thanks for listening. You got big plans this weekend, dude?
Talking to a few people about why we need to vote, because in my age group, pretty important to get people to vote. But seeing as the Supreme Court's getting ready to axe rent control across the country of any forms, not great.
Cam, it's a little early in the cycle to be self-motivated, man. It's Friday afternoon. Take the weekend off. Get motivated for Monday. Rest up.
Cam, you do you. We appreciate you being dialed in like that, man, for sure. Keep doing it, man.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
Yeah, you as well, Cam.
You too, man.
Man, that Gertie seems entirely that. Too Gertie, motivated.
I know. Gertie's too tired to do that.
I have the microphone of mass medium, and I'm not trying as hard to get people to vote as Cam is right now.
That's strange, though. And I don't know. And I appreciate the perspective. And I think there's some of that there. But Donald Trump looks nothing like Sylvester Stallone from the 80s. I mean, Donald Trump in the 80s looked nothing like Sylvester Stallone in the 80s. So while I get, some of what Cam is saying, it's also just this weird, want to adopt the power of Sylvester Stallone, of Rambo and Rocky. That's what they are now projecting. This is Donald Trump. He's like Rocky. This is Donald Trump. He's Rambo. It's just so weird to me. And they love it, man. The megas, they eat that up.
You know, my son's got a friend, quite a high school football player and wrestler, Bryce Falk, his name. And last night was his first game of his senior year. And as we mentioned tonight, most of the teams kick off tonight, but our high school, my son's high school, Middleton, kicked off last night. And I'm not projecting a poor outcome for this young man because he seemingly has a bright future. But if he had a moment last night, it was an Al Bundy moment. 4 touchdowns in the first game of the year.
Wow.
If he marries the prom queen, man, goes to Francine's of Hollywood in Oconomowoc, Wisconsin, I think he's got a life path. Fine game last night, Middleton. Well done. They won last night. And Bryce stays at the house some frequency, eats out of my fridge. So I take a little of the credit, gave him a little of the fuel he needed for that 4 touchdown performance last night. Dom, should we sneak one more in or call her a segment? Let's say hi to Wisco. Wisco, right, how you doing, man?
Hey, happy Friday to you, Devils. Great show. Yeah, great show. I'm agreement, and it would be, I guess, a guy I really like, Josh Call, for not investigating all the people in the state of Wisconsin elected officials, I might add, that tried to take my vote away in the last election. It's just something needs to be done, because it's a sad day when everybody from the Supreme Court to the senator of the state and congressmen and heads of the GOP tried to steal my vote. And I just think something needs to be done.
Something absolutely needs to be done, Paul. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Perhaps we'll have a plan suggested by you.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden hosting the leaders of South Korea and Japan at Camp David and talking about a cooperation deal.
Critically, we've all committed to swiftly consult with each other in response to threats to any one of our countries from whatever source it occurs.
The leaders also condemned what they called China's dangerous and aggressive actions in the South China Sea. The president also spoke about what could be a dangerous weather event starting on Monday.
My team is closely monitoring Hurricane Hillary,
which has the potential to bring significant rain and flooding to Southern California.
Hawaii's Emergency Management Administrator has resigned following the deadly wildfires on Maui.
Many people said that any sort of warning would have given them just a heads up that they needed to have some sort of emergency to prepare for, whether that was a wildfire or a tsunami. So there was more and more backlash for him.
That's CBS's Elizabeth Campbell in Maui. CBS News Brief, I'm Linda Kenyon.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. A three-vehicle crash on Highway 53 between Whitehall and Pigeon Falls hurt two people yesterday morning. One of the vehicles rear-ended a second vehicle waiting to turn off of the highway onto Hog Road. The vehicle that started the crash then went into oncoming traffic where it hit another vehicle heading north. The driver of the northbound vehicle was flown to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse with serious injuries, and the driver of the first vehicle was taken to a hospital in Whitehall for their injuries. Canadian wildfire smoke is once again triggering a statewide air quality advisory, which will last through Monday at 6 a.m. Wildfires north of the border have caused several air quality alerts this summer. Earlier this year, air quality was the worst it's been in over a decade, with a late June stretch causing the air quality in Wisconsin to drop to the worst in the world for a couple of days. Officials say to limit time spent outdoors, especially children and people with health conditions, when air quality is unhealthy. And the high school football season kicked off last night. Chippewa Falls defeated Holman 17-14. Eau Claire North fell at La Crosse Central 21-0.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. The Friday edition, Dom. Working towards the weekend.
Friday night fights, baby.
Weekend Warriors? Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Big debate supposed to be in Milwaukee next week. No Trump. No big deal, right? Trump's just going on the Tucker. And we, if you hadn't heard, and I'm going to be repetitive on this notion, Dom, we're partying at the Roman Coin. Join us. The first live show I think we've done in public in perhaps a year or more, Dom.
Wow.
You and I are doing it with the people in the streets. Specifically, the Brady Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, like a mile from the Fiserv Forum. But better, because we'll be drinking, and we'll be having a good time, and we'll be broadcasting live. So if you can't join us, listen on the radio, but please join us. You'll have a good time, I strongly suspect. And you, callers, with your grievances and your contributions, be patient, please, at 844-967-2789. Pretty much everyone gets a platform here. Pretty much. No promises, CJ. But the rest of you, we'll get to you. But Dom, here's a headline I wanted to make sure we got to this hour. Your buddy, Kenneth Cheesebro, alleged architect of the fake electors plot. Why, Dom, we just found out what he was doing on January 6th. Well, he was shadowing Alex Jones, conspiracy theorist.
What?
Failed defendant in a big old defamation suit. I mean, this guy's got a $1 billion judgment, something like that against him.
That was the Sandy Hook families, right?
Yes. Well, he followed Alex Jones around the Capitol grounds on January 6th. CNN reporting, and they got photos and everything, Dom. When conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, now we saw him, Dom, in the park in Cleveland outside the RNC in the, what, the protest zone. And wasn't he like arguing and screaming at the Westboro Baptist Church people, you know, the God hates gay people, right? Wasn't he like stirring the pot with those people?
He's always stirring the pot. I don't remember the specifics. I remember arguing with a couple of those religious.
Well, I found you to be a very similar character to Alex Jones. Just a little more diminutive.
I have a neck.
Do you? Let's read. Videos and photographs reviewed by CNN show the man dutifully recording Jones with his phone as the bombastic media personality ascended to the restricted area of the Capitol grounds, where mobs of then-President Donald Trump supporters eventually broke in. Yes, they did. And while the man's actions outside the Capitol that day have drawn little scrutiny, his alleged connections to a plot to overthrow the 2020 election have recently come into sharp focus. He is attorney Kenneth Cheesebro. Cheesebro! And perhaps, Dom, the most interesting man, at least of the week. We've talked about this guy a lot. This guy used to be, what, a liberal, supportive, liberal donor, gave money to Russ Feingold right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And he's got Wisconsin roots. And then he struck it big in Bitcoin. And he traded in for a newer model. He traded his 20-plus year wife in for a 20-year-old. And he bought a penthouse in what?
Manhattan.
Central Park South, man. Nothing but the best for this guy. And then he also apparently got, you know, sort of a vacation getaway question mark in Puerto Rico, Dom, or is it a prosecution getaway?
We don't know. Apparently, some of the reporting said that even his attorneys have a hard time getting a hold of him.
While the man's actions, I think we talked about that, not a big deal. He is the architect of the scheme to subvert the 2020 Electoral College process by using fake GOP electors in multiple states. And when asked by the House Select Committee where he was the first week of January 2021 and on January 26th, Cheesebro invoked his Fifth Amendment rights. But a CNN investigation has placed him outside of the Capitol at the same time as his alleged plot to keep Trump in office unraveled inside it. And there's no indication Cheesebro entered the Capitol building or was violent. Jones did not enter the Capitol on January 6, 2021, or engage in violence, but he warned of the coming battle the day before and urged his supporters to converge on the Capitol. Cheesebro is the only one of the unindicted co-conspirators in Trump's recent federal indictment and the only member of Trump's legal efforts who is now known to have been on the Capitol grounds on January 6th. And CNN was able to place Cheesebro at the protest through publicly available databases with photos and videos from that day. Interviews with his acquaintances also confirmed his identity. Cheesebro declined CNN's request for comment, citing ongoing litigation, Dom.
Curdy, it's unclear why Cheesebro was following Jones on January 6th.
Cheesebro!
Even if Cheesebro is simply a diehard InfoWars fan, I think that would further illustrate how thin the line was between the serious, credentialed people who sought to undermine election results and the extremist figures who sought to unleash havoc was in that period, to the extent it meaningfully existed at all. Jared Holt, an expert at the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, which investigates extremism, hate, and disinformation. Until 2022, the extent of Cheesebro's involvement in the alleged plot to subvert the 2020 election was relatively unknown. The Harvard-educated attorney is now indicted in Fulton County, Georgia, along with Trump and 17 others, with prosecutors alleging they were involved in a criminal conspiracy to unlawfully change the outcome of the election in Georgia in favor of Trump. We know all that.
Hmm.
I didn't know that he was a fan of Alex Jones. And I didn't know he was walking around on January 6th with Alex Jones recording Alex Jones. And I didn't know he took the fifth when asked about this with the J6 committee. Now, what we do know is kind of the cheese bro had a line to Donald Trump, right? And we do know that Alex Jones predicted a wild time as Trump. I mean, Alex Jones was there saying this is coming. So it seems to me there was a foregone plan, a thought, a conspiracy to attack the Capitol. That Alex Jones knew it. Cheese bro knew it. Certainly Trump knew it. Where's that? Where's all that? Oh, that's right. That's the J6 stuff. We're getting to that. So cheese bro, he's dialed in. And where's Alex Jones? Right? How is Alex Jones not wrapped up in this in any way, shape, or form? I mean, legally anyway, we obviously know that he was there. Cheese Bro's recording him. Did Alex Jones, did he have a line to the president through Cheese Bro? Was there communications there? I'm just wondering.
Was it a conspiracy?
It was a conspiracy.
I hear it might have been a conspiracy, Dom. 844-967-2789. We conspire with you on the phones right now. Tom from Grafton. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. Well, your show is my favorite show on the civic media, but my second favorite is the one at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, Morning Cannolis. And I tried to pick it up last weekend, but it was just playing commercials. So I went on my phone app, and I tried to find another station that might have had it, and I can only find one, and that was Bull Falls Radio had it on. But every other one was playing commercials till 10:20 in the morning.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Jim was not doing a live show, and obviously there must have been some sort of playout issue, Tom. If he was doing a live show, we wouldn't have been playing all the ads. So tune in tomorrow. Okay. I think we just had Jim on earlier this week, right?
That's right.
Seems like days ago, but it was only days ago.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's frustrating to say the least.
Tom, got to be careful, though. The cannolis have lots of calories.
Curdy knows.
That's okay.
I'm watching my girlish figure. I got to be careful on the cannolis, but not the morning cannolis with our pal Jim Santel Saturday mornings. Tune in for him, Tom.
I'll try again.
Yes, sir. Do that.
Yep.
Second favorite. You only need a favorite, man. We also play favorites. Jim Santel, a favorite of ours. If you're unaware, Jim is a former U.S. attorney, still legal counsel, doing work for people, getting paid a lot legal more stuff. Than he does for doing the morning cannolis on Saturday mornings. I feel quite confident. But Jim is a fine host, and it's like going to college, man.
Yeah.
If you get up for the morning cannolis, you are in for the whole 2 hours, 9 to 11, right here on the Civic Media Network. 844-967-2789. I think there's another guy. I've heard him on the show. Mark from the SAC, you get up for the cannolis. I've heard you, man.
Yeah, hey, Mark. I'm a frequent listener, frequent call, you guys. Frequent listener, frequent caller, and your little talk about your son having friends over reading the refrigerator reminds me of a kid. I live right across the street from high school, and when I had the stepkids here, the one stepson used to bring his friends home for lunch, and one time I had cooked up a pot of Ropa Vija, which is Cuban shredded beef stew, and it got home and it was gone.
The whole pot was gone?
A whole pot was gone.
I remember eating a whole bowl, like the big Tupperware size bowl of Chex Party Mix one Christmas. Oh, I came home early from high school and just ate the whole bowl.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed because I was looking forward to eating that when I got home, because it's good stuff. But, I mean, it is just the criminality just continues on and on and on, that and the Trumpsters just keep supporting them, and that and hopefully Josh Call is going to get around to prosecuting our Wisconsin criminals here, and we'll find out just how far it went up and down the food chain there, all the people that conspired to help that thing happen, because I want to see them all hung out to dry, that including
Niedermeyer dead. Wormermeyer dead. Marvelard dead.
He's right. Psychotic, but right.
Mark, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, man. Don't be too gluttonous out there in the world.
Not a young man anymore, Crudy.
I have a question, sort of off topic, Tom.
Oh, God. Okay, what?
Oh, God. You don't even believe in the man. Don't be calling to God. Don't you be using my God as a time fill.
I am a victim of my culture. You know, I mean, that's how I grew up. So that's what I say. You got to deal with it, man. It's in me. I'd like to change it, but then it feels weird saying something else.
Oh, God.
So, Oh, God. What, Curdy? What did you want to talk about?
Are you sure? Because it's like you don't even appreciate my conversation anymore.
Well, I mean, I was going along with the current topic, but now you want to change. That's fine, man. We got a couple hours. It's cool. What do you got, man?
What, you didn't get enough cheese, bro, this week? Let me ask you, Tom, if you were to overfill on one food, what would it be? Would it be popcorn. Cheese, bro?
Popcorn.
Popcorn. How? Oh, yeah. But popcorn. You can eat too much popcorn. Can you? Can you?
Oh yeah. Yes.
How much is too much?
Like if you go to the movie,
the whole bucket,
large, and eat the whole bucket. That's too much.
Have you ever eaten the whole bucket, Tom?
Yes. Yes. And paid the dear price for it. But boy, it was sure good. You know, usually because I can't go to the movies hungry, like without dinner. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm always going to get popcorn. But if I'm hungry and it's like, I didn't have dinner yet. Well, I'm just going to munch. Now I'm like, oh, now it's just like habit. Next thing you know,
9,000 calories later, you've eaten a bucket of popcorn covered in the fake butter.
I prefer the real butter.
$92 worth of Reese's Pieces. And
hey, the movie's free. You pay for the popcorn. But I love the popcorn. And then I was reminded of it about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Is it give you a tummy ache?
A little bit, you know, that much. Well, that much of anything. You eat a bucket of anything that much, I think you're going to have some sort of
issue. Bucket of chicken? Yes. I'd like to try right now. I'm kind of hungry.
I got a bunch of fried chicken. Love fried chicken. You know, 2 or 3 pieces, my max, fried chicken. But then we had all this leftovers. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to eat that skin. That was a terrible idea. The Jets pizza, that Detroit deep dish, you know, like all 4 sides are burnt, you know, with a little cheese. Oh, yeah. Maximum, are there 2 pieces. I've had 4. Very bad idea. So, yeah, those are things. I indulge. I can eat a lot of too much of pretty much anything.
Nate, anything to add here? Any overindulgences on your weekend plans?
Not on my weekend plans, but I've definitely eaten an entire large bucket of popcorn at the movies. I think I did that last weekend, actually, when I went to go see Barbie.
Oh, you've seen Barbie.
I have.
Just once or multiple times?
Just once. My girlfriend's seen it multiple times, but...
And is it everything that everyone's talking about?
Yeah, it was fine.
It was fine.
But did you go for the popcorn?
But how was the popcorn?
The popcorn was really good. I got the fake butter. Give me that fake butter. And I ate the entire large thing, and I felt terrible afterwards.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. It's never gluttonous when you stick around for 2 hours and feed it the trough that is our excellence.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply.
You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and warm tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high in the low 90s. Heat index approaching 100. Muggy and breezy. Upper 80s with more sun Sunday. Back into the furnace Monday through Wednesday of next week. Highs well into the 90s. Sunny and humid. Currently at 75 degrees.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Just eat it. Just eat it. Just eat it.
The devil's advocate.
Just eat it.
Issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Shame. You're playing with your food. This ain't some kind of game.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocate radio show. You can join us at 844-967-2789.
See, Nate's growing with the show done. Hopefully not his waistline, but, you know, as a professional. Because nothing but the highest level of professionalism displayed here. You didn't even ask me what my overindulgence was, what my gluttony was. I bet you could guess. I'll give you one guess.
Okay, one guess?
Yeah.
Everything.
Nothing in moderation. Time. Everything all at once.
Everything all the time. You're like an Eagles song, man. Gluttony. It's got to be like prime rib or something, man, right? Unless you're a big steak guy.
I do like steak. Steak is quite good. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Maybe not tonight, though. You know, Friday night might do some fish. Lighten it up a bit.
Yeah, okay. So keep me in suspense, Curdy. Do I keep guessing? He's going to tell me.
Dominic, one time I was down on Brady Street and I was probably at the Coin. I'm sure we were partying, like we're going to party next Wednesday, August 23rd, the night of the Republican presidential debate. Did we mention we're having a little party and you can join us there at 4 to 6 p.m. And the beer is cheap. It is happy hour prices. Very affordable place to get a good time on a Wednesday evening, and we will be there.
Cash only, and they have an ATM.
Bring cash, no credit cards. Does that mean I can't put it on Sage?
Right.
I will bring cash, like $10. That'll get me through most of the night there at the Roman Coin. But Tom, one night we were out having a good time at the Roman Coin, and I went just down the road for one of my greater gluttonies, and I like food. Oh, the Chinese food.
Yeah.
And I ate a lot of it that night. And, you know, between the perhaps over imbibing, and apparently I'm getting a reputation, Dom, around town. I've heard it recently thrown back in my face. You know, apparently I'm getting a reputation. Good time, Crudy, something like that. But
is that, I mean, your number's written up on the bathroom stall
for a good time? Call Crudy. 844-967-2789. Write it on every bathroom stall you want to, man. Always a good time up in here. But anyways, my greatest gluttony, my cardinal sin, is the Chinese food. You know, I worked at a Chinese joint in college, right?
I recall.
The Dragon. Well, I didn't. That's not when we were roommates. That was like pre-Crudy Dominic cohabitation. Yeah, I worked at the TV station.
No, before, yeah, but I knew you before we lived together. You were coming by the apartment every once in a while. I mean, it's like I didn't know. Hell,
like
you may have
delivering food. Chinese food? Hey, that's the Chinese food guy. Let's invite him to live at the house next year.
Nobody consulted me, Curdy.
Clearly. But I love the Chinese food, and I ate so much of it in college. I mean, it was the primary source of my nutrition. I did eat, you know, like 98% of my meals at the Dragon in La Crosse. And I would survive on like fried rice and egg rolls and stuff. And anyways, I have grown quite an appetite. So that night down on Brady Street, got probably hammer drunk because you and I were out on Brady Street long past curfew, and then went to that Chinese joint. I mean, I got like the whole left side of the page. And I ate the whole left side of the page. And I swear to God, dude, I gained like 8 or 9 pounds overnight.
I don't know if it was the MSG, like if I was retaining water,
a little salty,
but I felt
right?
like an Oompa Loompa the next day. Like the dragon was not kind to me that night. I blame the dragon. 844-967-2789. So you and Nate, you're popcorn guys. If you'd like to join with your own gluttonous behavior, I thought you saved most of your calories for booze these days. Like you're very disciplined. Like, no, I'm drinking later.
No, I'll pass on the cake. I'm holding off for a drink later. I know, man, there's a lot of calories. And I mean, come on, if you actually like count, you know, what we put in our body, pay attention. It's crazy, dude. It is crazy. And it adds up real quick.
Well, so we are Americans. Americans. We do what Americans do. We eat lots and drink lots. I mean, where America intersects with Wisconsin.
You're right, dude.
I mean, it gets pretty bad.
I think, you know, when you go other places and you see how other people, you know, consume their adult beverages and their food and what, you know, everything's, you know, the culture is different, even in the States or, of course, across the world. But one thing, certainly here in the state of Wisconsin, man, we drink here. And, you know, some of the stories over the years, you know, hey, what are the top 20, you know, most drunk cities in America? And like 12 of them are in Wisconsin.
And we've resided in most of them. Right. Between the two of us, because you've got the Fox Valley covered, and I've, certainly between the radio holdings and the, you know, the wanderings of my lifetime, Dom, I think we've covered most of them, the drunken ones at least.
I've never lived in Green Bay, but they have Fox Valley area. Of course, La Crosse was in that list as well, and Madison, Milwaukee area. I mean, it was just, it's not proud. But we, that's what we do. Now,
100 yards, Rusty.
Some legal weed here. The drinking would subside a little bit.
Okay.
That's why maybe we don't get legal weed here.
A little late for the 420. Did you see the posting I put up earlier this week? Actually, Mrs. Crudy brought it to my attention. It was a... medical marijuana posting. And the question was, what happens to health insurance rates after states legalize marijuana? And they use states where there is no medical marijuana as, you know, basically the test case.
The baseline.
So the baseline. They looked at states like, let's say, Wisconsin, that is completely prohibitionist. And then they compared us with other states. And the savings. Immediately, there was savings. But over the course of 6 or 7 years, and I cannot tell you specifically why this would be, although I suspect it would be the lessening of the use of opiate painkillers. But health insurance rates went down almost $1,700 per year. Health insurance rates in states where legal medical marijuana, where it was legalized over the course of 6 or 7 years across the board, all consumers, not just those that smoke marijuana. So here in the state of Wisconsin, where we have this prohibitionist attitude, if we'd have legalized this 6 or 7 years ago, you'd be seeing a health insurance cost savings of about, you know, $150 a month right now. Instead, Republicans, you know, they tip their cap to the Tavern League. Fitzy definitely fills up on the Chinese food. Just look at him. You can tell. You can tell. He's a Chinese food guy.
It's the puffy. It's the puffy.
Well, Robin Voss, he's a popcorn guy like you, of course. You probably made the man rich, Dom. Come back with us. The happier happy hour. You can never overindulge in too much devil's advocates.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.